we have it, then we're going to be in real trouble.
But that extreme caution, or as the governor might call it, hoarding, is going to be a difficult sell with so much money in the bank and so many state needs. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Joyce in Laramie.
Stephanie's story came to us from the public media collaboration Inside Energy. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 560¼, down 3¼. Soft March wheat is 526¼, down 3½. March corn trading 387, down 4¼. July 402¼, down 4½. December 416½, down 4¾. March soybeans 972¾, down 5¾. July 984¼, down 6½. November 957, down 6½. March soybean meal 328.20, down 140. March soybean oil is 31.65, down 36. February live cattle 158.85, up 40. March feeders 202.70, down 92½. February lean hogs are 61.75, and they're up 47½. Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote, Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values, and Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Matt Bennett of Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Dave.
Quick programming note to our listeners before we get rolling. It is a WASDE day, and we will have coverage after the report comes out this afternoon at 12:40. Matt will join us then, post-report, but he's here now to talk about what his thoughts about the report are going in. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I think whenever we get ready for the February report, most generally, it's not a huge event. It's probably one of the least impactful reports, at least as far as what we've seen in the past. And so, you know, I'm not real sure that we're going to see a whole lot of drastic changes. I think, you know, the case could be made that we could go ahead and maybe increase exports up on soybeans, maybe a tick on corn. But, you know, it'll be pretty interesting to see what the USDA does today. But I don't expect any major adjustments.
So I think a lot of people will be looking at to see if USDA does anything with Brazil's production numbers. A number of their organizations in the last week have lowered numbers, which are lower than USDA. Do you think they'll catch up?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting to note, you know, and I also see, though, that Argentina, as far as they're concerned, that our attaché, they increased their crop sizes. So whenever you look at both of the two put together, regardless of what we do, even if we adjust it down to 93 or 93.5 on Brazil, you're looking at the biggest crop we've ever seen come out of the southern hemisphere. So, you know, I don't think that even if we adjust it lower, it's necessarily a terribly bullish statement.
Is it possible that we see some downward revision on corn ending stocks with the idea that we might be grinding a little bit more for ethanol?
Well, it's possible, but then, of course, you've got people who are questioning, you know, what whether we're going to be able to continue grinding that much. Whenever you look and see what crude oil has done, there's been a lot of speculation as far as crude oil going lower, whether the ethanol profitability was going to be able to be there. And I keep referencing in my presentation the work that Scott Irwin and Dr. Good are doing. I think they make some great points. And basically, they're saying they think we're going to be really close to 5 billion bushels that we're going to use for corn, worst-case scenario. And I think that that's a really good thing for corn. But with that being said, right now the USDA is at 5.175. So I'm not real sure that I expect them to make any adjustments, at least, you know, upward adjustments at this point.
How about for soybeans? Might we see a small downward adjustment for crush?
Well, it's possible. You know, whenever I look at the soybean situation, I mean, obviously at 410 carryout, you know, you look at a stocks-to-use ratio that is significantly bigger than anything that we've seen for several years. But, you know, yes, you could go ahead and make a case on crush, but you also have to keep in mind with exports on soybeans, you could see the upward revision. I think that we're still, at the end of the day, going to come out probably in that 400 area. I don't think that it's going to get much under, but even if it does, we have to keep in mind our carryout for some time has been running 100 or less. So I just don't see us being able to come up with a real bullish report on soybeans, at least from a grand picture.
So the report will be behind us at 11 o'clock, and then we'll turn to the balance of the growing season down in South America, including the harvest. And we'll have to start looking at these prices, these futures average price in February for insurance purposes for harvest corn and soybeans. And right now, if you're looking at 80% of where we are today, you're looking at about 330 futures, 30 or 40 cent basis, you have a two handle on your insurance.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough from that part. And I think that with a lot of the guys that I've talked to in the last month, I've been able to visit with guys that basically everywhere that corn's grown in the U.S., and I think that the overwhelming thing is that anywhere where production levels aren't necessarily excellent from a historical perspective, so what I would call fringe acres or maybe a little bit more marginal ground, guys are really having a tough time penciling out corn. And so obviously, acreage is going to, that's going to be the big report. You know, I think we all realize there at the end of March, that's going to be a big day. But, you know, whenever we look at what guys' decisions are going to be, it's pretty tough to eke out a profit with the kind of levels we've got right now. And we're quite a bit lower on insurance price than what we were last year, around 50 cents. So, you know, that means quite a bit to most everyone. And so I think moving forward, acreage is going to be lower. It's just how much.
So we're going to likely see fewer corn acres. Are we going to see a lot more soybean acres or a moderate number of soybean acres as an increase?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of guys in the Delta are talking more soybean acres. You know, I talk to guys that are typically heavy corn on corn that are thinking, you know, why not go ahead and plant a few more soybean acres than what I have been. I think whenever it comes right down to it, we're going to have more soybean acres planted this year than corn acres. And I know last year we actually harvested per production more soybean acres than corn acres for the first time in many, many years. But I think this year we're actually going to plant more. So, you know, I'm probably in that maybe closer to 90 than 85 camp. I don't know how close to 90, but maybe 88 and a half even on beans.
Okay, if that be the case, and you're looking at no beans, 958 and a half, what do you do about it from a marketing standpoint?
Well, I can't imagine that a person would not protect the price of beans in here. I think that with the world situation, not only from the total metric tons that we have, but from the stocks-to-use ratio, it's the highest stocks-to-use ratio from a world perspective we've ever seen. And so, you know, not only domestically, but worldwide, we're a much more ample situation than we've been in a long time. And I think the bean market's basically giving you every sign that it possibly can that you at least need to be getting these things protected. And so I would do it through a variety of methods. I'd probably place a floor under it with some puts to leave the upside open on some of them. But I'd also be very willing to make some fall sales and maybe write an HTA because, you know, I'm not super friendly to the bean market moving forward, especially if we end up planting 87 or 88 million acres.
Thank you much, Matt.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll talk to Matt again this afternoon at 12:40 after the WASDE report is released. Hard red winter March wheat trading 560 3/4 down 2 3/4. Soft March 528 down 2 3/4. March corn 387 1/4 down 4. July 402 3/4 down 4. December 417 down 4 1/4. March soybeans 973 1/2 down 5. July 958 1/4 down 5 1/2. November 958 1/4 down 6 1/4. March soybean meal 328.20 down 140. March soybean oil 31.68 down 33. February live cattle 158.87 1/2 up 42 1/2. March feeders are 202.80 down 82 1/2. February lean hogs 62.07 1/2. They're up 80. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.